Okay, so get this right. A few years ago, like just a few years ago, big banks, they brought in a whopping $12 billion with a
Wow.
B, right? Billion, just from overdraft fees.
It's unbelievable though,
Like, think
actually.
about all the things that you could do with like an extra couple hundred bucks a year,
Yeah.
because that's where a lot of this money is going, straight into those bank fees that we all hate. But the good news is there's like a whole new wave of online banks and apps that are like, hey, we don't do that fee stuff.
Exactly.
So today we are diving deep, right? We're going deep on why those fees are so common.
Right.
Like, why do they even exist? Like, how are online banks like doing things differently?
Yeah.
And which apps are like maybe worth checking out, right? For our
For
listeners.
sure.
So let's just start with like that frustration, right? That we all feel when we see that overdraft fee pop up on our statement or on our app or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ugh, you know?
Yeah, well, and what's so interesting is that it's not just like a random thing, right? The traditional banking system almost seems like it's like built to trigger these fees. Like it's almost intentional. And they call it the overdraft trap, right? So just imagine, like, okay, so you've got $50 in your account. You go and you grab a coffee, right? It's like $3.
$3.
And then later in the day, you buy something else, you know, it costs $48, whatever it is. Seems like you're totally within your budget.
Yeah, for sure.
50, you know, take away $51, yeah, you're good. But here's the thing, right? Some banks, what they'll do is they'll process that larger transaction
Woof.
first, even if it happened later in the day. So suddenly that $3 coffee puts you in the negative.
Oh, wow.
And then boom, you get hit with an overdraft fee. And maybe even like multiple fees if you have other small purchases, you know, that are pending.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's a strategy that has been very profitable.
Ugh. I hate it. I've definitely been there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It feels so sneaky, right? Like they're hoping we're not like keeping track of every single dollar that we spend. Not
Exactly,
gonna.
like hoping you slip up.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, for a long time it worked, right? Like
Okay.
this was the system. But remember that $12 billion in overdraft revenue we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
It's been cut in half, down to $6 billion.
Wow.
A big reason for that is the rise of online banks.
Makes sense.
Over 30 million Americans have switched. So it's like they're voting with their wallets, right? They're saying, hey, we want something better.
Yeah, totally. So how are these online banks able to just like offer no fees? It sounds almost too good to be true.
Right. Like, where's the catch?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it really comes down to their business model. So think about all the costs that go into running like a traditional bank, right? You've got those massive buildings,
Right.
you've got tons of staff,
Oh yeah.
and then a huge network of physical branches,
Right.
right? At every corner, there's a bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Online banks, though, they operate mostly digitally, right?
Makes sense.
So lower overhead means they can pass on the savings to their customers.
And not only that, like
Yeah.
they often have these extra perks that you don't get with a traditional bank.
Yeah, for sure.
Like getting paid early, that's
I
amazing, right?
know.
Who wouldn't want that? It's such a game changer, especially for folks who are, you know, living paycheck to paycheck.
Absolutely. Yeah, early direct deposit. It's a huge benefit for a lot of people.
Now, to be fair,
Yeah.
right, online banks are not perfect for absolutely everyone.
Right.
Like, they might not have a branch, like a physical branch, in every single location.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes their customer service can be a little tricky to navigate, you know?
Yeah.
You might be on hold for a while, right? But it's all about just finding what works best for you, right? For your specific needs.
Exactly.
Okay. Are you ready to get into some specific apps?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so we've got Coiba Money, we've got Chime,
Okay.
and we've got Dave, right? Each of these has something really unique to offer, right? So like think of Coiba Money as like your personal finance coach.
Right. Okay.
It's all about budgeting effectively, tracking your spending,
Yeah.
and helping you stay on top of your goals.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Then there's Chime, which really shines because of that early direct deposit feature.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're like, you know what, I want to get my paycheck like a couple days sooner,
Yeah.
Chime could be a good fit for you, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
And then finally, we have Dave. Dave's kind of like that safety net, right?
Yeah.
It's there to protect you from those overdraft fees.
I like that.
They have a feature that helps you avoid overspending, and they'll even like give you a little advance when you're like in a pinch.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. But this is really just like scratching the surface, right? Of what these apps have to offer. I think like the best way to figure out which one's right for you
Yeah.
is to just kind of go explore them yourself.
Yeah, play around with them.
See what, you know, see what feels right. See what resonates with you. So like the key takeaway here, I think, is that online banking has really like shifted the financial world, right? Mm. It's given people a way to manage their money without like, you know, feeling weighed down by all these fees that are unnecessary.
Yeah.
So as you're like thinking about maybe making a change yourself and how you bank, you know, I want to leave you with this. What aspects of your financial life?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you think would be most improved by switching to like a fee-free option?
Yeah.
Like think about your budgeting, your spending habits, what are your financial goals?
Yeah.
Do you think that one of these apps could be the key for you to achieve those goals a little bit easier?
That's something worth thinking about for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
All right, everybody. That's our deep dive for today.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Host speaker.